We're being hailed, Captain.
On screen. I'm Captain Catherine Janeway of the Federation Starship Voyager.
Barat, manager of this station. What can I do for you?
Your station is a trading outpost, isn't it? I'd like permission to come aboard to negotiate for supplies.
Granted.
Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's gonna be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going to be all right when we go shopping. It's always like the shopping spree begins.
Welcome back to HaitiCast. My name is Michael Patrick Harriman. I'm your host. We're looking at season 9, episode 4. And today we are... Oh, wait. I forgot to tell them how wonderful I was and still am. The best dressed, coolest sunglasses.
Most handsome, most...
Yeah.
Most everything.
Longest hair. and the apparently... I have the best looking nose as well, as we have just learned. Look at that guy running. That dude chasing the truck down and jumping into the back of it was pretty intense. A big old, like, high-rise truck full of sand. And the guy was, like, charging it and then jumped in the back. Okay, well, of course, the most awesome and the most distracted host of HaitiCast ever to exist, season 9, episode 4. I believe I already said that. And I'm here with the super cool, the super awesome, and also with the best nose, second best nose, well, I will say best nose in Haiti.
Kelly Doherty.
We got Kelly Doherty. Kelly, the Irish Doherty, rocking it. Today we are location at the market. The very special, fun market. Look at this guy with transporting chickens on the back of a motorcycle. That's always fun when they're walking around or driving around with chickens. Like, they hang them by their feet. They grab them by the feet and just walk around.
Even though the chickens are alive, they stay completely still.
Yeah, you would think that they would freak out a little bit, but they're not really into that.
They're used to it around here.
So we're starting at one end of the market, we're just going to end up working our way through without as much verbal static as the last time we did HaitiCast. Mm-hmm. So today I'm feeling a little bit better. I was mentioning that I had gone through a little bit of a sickness, got a nice little worm infestation in the intestines. So let's just hit up what the sights, and I mean, you're going to hear the sound, so we'll describe a little bit of what we're seeing. We're passing a little restaurant where this person's making some fried food. Fried whatever. They like to make fry, like, intestines and stuff. Here on the edges of the market, it's a little bit more of the poorer groups or the people that didn't get a good place in it. I really want this pineapple right here. Let's see if we can negotiate. Okay, head on a swivel for sure. That was a big truck. It's a pretty narrow little road. And since we're on the outskirts of it, the people, once they can start to pick up speed or as they're coming out of the market or into the market, they're going a little bit faster. So we got to kind of watch what we're doing. Let's find out about this. Hello. Bonsoir, bonsoir. Hello. Sherry, como ye? Oui, enfant. Ay, ay, ay. Come un capo, anana.
Anana, sound good, oui?
Sound good? Mm. Papa, face second good? Papa, second good? Okay. Okay, Sherry. Yes. So they wanted two American dollars. I said one. I was playing the negotiating price, and she said no, so we walked away. And she's not going to chase after us. If she's going to accept the price, she'll accept it right there. Versus maybe in Mexico. Mama?
Que besoin?
Oui?
Para que?
Un vin. Que ça? Zoyon? Tale, oui?
Pague por mí, ¿no?
Okay.
So there's a lady that just stopped me. She wants me to purchase onions from her. And I told her that I would go buy them from her a little bit later. There's so much going on right now. Well, let's stop for a second. And it's really hot. We're looking at like the middle of the day. So it's really hot. We got...
But a lot of things going on. Someone's just walking by with a bucket of cold drinks on her head. Just yeah, pretty common sight here.
Po. So they like to fake like they're shooting at me, and I like to fake like I'm shooting at them. So you might hear some po-po-po's. Hey, como es? I'm from
where?
Ah, oui, I'm
from Bache. Si mon yote di kwa ou te poutre yo. Abimon pou danse.
Pour danse?
Oui, ou gagne?
Poco coné a cause not negotiate yon bagay.
Gal la repetition, parce que yon gal danse pour monseigneur demain.
Demain, yon pas danse pour monseigneur? Oh, oui, mais oui, dans l'église là.
Oui.
Oui, ma fait ça. On peut venir. Ah, Akile, 8 heures, oui?
8 heures.
Ok, pas de problème. Ou à plat?
Ma plat.
Ou à batambou?
Oui, ma bine fait, ma fait une répétition matin avec.
Ah, oh, bon bagay. Ok. N'a pas demain.
Demain.
So that guy was talking about... Oui? Someone's calling me. The guy was talking about tomorrow. Talk about distraction. I don't think we've got like a half a story out. But that guy was talking to me about tomorrow. They're going to have... some of the children are dancing for... The bishop, who's having an anniversary party tomorrow. Remember, we went to an anniversary?
Yeah, he's extending the anniversary party by about a month.
For months, at least. So, yeah, that was a four-hour mass that we went to.
That was incredibly long. Had tons of kids coming in to sing, lots of people giving different homilies. So, normally in the U.S., a mass would be about an hour. Here, it seems to be about hour and a half to 2 hours. So, that one was a bit more difficult to sit through.
Yeah, so they're going to do another thing this week, this Sunday. And we're going to, and I told him that I would be there. That guy's a drummer. He's a really good drummer. Sherry, I love the smiles, the little kids talking to us and stuff like that.
They're just so happy.
They're really happy to see us. Yeah, we're better than Santa Claus.
I'd say so.
Boy, is that conceited? That's not conceited, is it?
No, I
guess that's the name of the game in HaitiCast. It's just to promote ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with the way that everyone is so friendly here, I mean, I've only been here for maybe a month and a half, and so many people know your name just because it's such a small town, and
bonjour,
they'll come by and...
Salut.
Bonjour.
Eh bien, nous pas plus mal.
Napkembe?
Napkembe.
Oh, oui. Oui.
Nous avons pita, là,
ouais. Oui, Napkembe pita. Pas de problème. Oh, vous faites
bonne idée.
Mais vous faites. Vous payez?
Ah, même si vous lavez maintenant de l'eau.
Ah, bon. Bon bagage.
Okay. À tout à l'heure.
Ok, oui, tout à l'heure. Oui, oui. So this guy just said hi to us. I told him that his hand was cold. He said that he just had his hands in water. All right, which is cool. Which is pretty odd because it's so hot. It's blistering today. And I think we should kind of give a general idea of what we're looking at because we're passing a lot of stuff. And it's almost like a single lane road. Look at the UN is coming. Our buddies, I hope they stop. They're all in this traffic block.
So right now we're walking by the favorite bread place, at least of mine. It's really doughy, soft. And I found that the secret ingredient that they put in is Crisco. That defines it from a lot of other breads.
Yeah, it's softer, really good. It's fluffier, it's a bit more tasty.
Yeah,
let's see if these are our people. Yeah.
Nope,
wasn't for us. But, okay, we got tobacco here. So a lot of the people, the way they do it is they kind of set out a mat and then they put their wares on the ground. So it's directly on the ground, just separated by like a piece of plastic or a mat on the ground. We got sandals. Excuse me. We got sandals here. We just passed a person who's selling tobacco leaves. Tobacco is pretty popular here. I believe that this is also one of the places, if not the place that tobacco originated when Columbus first came here. One of the things he brought back to the new from the New World was sugar. Because before Haiti, they really only were able to get sugar from like potatoes and beets. And so there wasn't a lot of, so like whiskey or the whiskey and like vodka and stuff. That's a potato-based... Mm-hmm. Or rye or wheat or however they would do it, they would extract lot of the sugars from some of the vegetables. They weren't able to get like a pure version of the sugar. I don't like this guy walking behind us. I'm going to tell him not to. We aqui tem no um pablo e mais de um no. No cherry. Um cone. Um pague por um. So that lady always begs from me. She's like, hey, I just need a little money. I'm like, no. I just told that one guy not to walk behind us, but he's still going to walk behind us. It just makes me feel weird. This is the kid I was telling you. I think he has autism of some variety because he was fine. And they all say it was the devil because he was fine for like a year and a half. And then within like 3 or 4 days, he basically... And so the lady's like walking behind us and like talking like she really wants stuff from me.
And the bad part about standing out is you get a lot of positive attention, but also a lot of negative attention, a lot of people who laugh. Things like that, uh-huh. Or ask you for money too.
Yeah, just not even asking. She's like begging and like cursing, and she's like, "I'm asking you, you're giving me nothing. I'm asking you, give me nothing." And she's just walking behind me, being like, "I ask you, give me nothing." And it's like,
it's true, it's a fact. But, it's, yeah,
but why you gotta
usually say?
Why you gotta shout that out in the road? Well, I think everybody knows that they're just like, she's a poor lady, and she's like, "Sherry, I'm from un pague on you, no, paronem." So that was actually another lady who's begging off me. But it's kind of funny, too, because it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. You know, there's a lot of... 99% of these people are just walking in the road. We're filled. The road is filled with people. Just this person's got a huge wheelbarrow full of bread, right? A big basket full of bread, shouting, like, look at my bread. This is what I got. We're selling bread. And that person's not asking us for anything. That person's not stopping us. The person who I asked about the pineapple, they're not chasing after us and they're like trying to get like to sell. They're cool. They're relaxed. They're down for just kind of to let life go on. But it's these people that beg who are incredibly persistent. They got nothing. And I think it might be that that's their only chance. Now that would be a good photo right there. What do you think?
Sure.
I don't think you should.
No.
I mean, if you want.
Oh.
You're talking about the goat.
I completely missed that.
There's a goat that's hanging by its neck and its feet upside down. It's a pretty loud little area.
Looks like it's pretty. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it's screaming.
That was the
goat, you heard? That was screaming. I want to hear it scream again. It's like horrific. See if I can get close to it and it'll scream. Go ahead, goat. Scream it up. Nope. Didn't do it. But they really do sound like children when they scream. We're looking at on the ground on these mats, though. It's a paved road, so that's what allows for a lot of the traffic to be able to come through here. And it is the only road that goes through town, which means that if people are going from point A to point B, this is the only place that they can really get through. Hear the goat again? It's pretty sad. So on the mats on the ground, what's up?
Oh, yeah. All the things laid out, all the fruits and vegetables, they set up in a really nice design, too, usually stacking them up in mini pyramids. So they do their best to make it really aesthetically pleasing, too.
Mm-hmm. And if they only have, like, one or two of something, it's probably not easy to sell it. So they have to have a major group, like a big group of, like a big pile. Like if they're only selling one clove of garlic, they wouldn't be able to get...
Exactly.
Nobody would buy it. They would. I don't know why, but... We're looking at... I wonder what that is. That's probably soap.
Yeah, the powdered.
Powdered soap. And then there's bar soap. We're looking at... Sherry. Piel, como oye? Oh, un lawi. Un copela, un pale. Un base. Un poco. Ah, poco. No poco aste, no? Nabgade avant. Nabgade tu. So that is one of my godchildren, and she's like, you come to the market, you're not buying anything from me. A little bit accusatory. See you, goat. There goes the goat. That guy... As that truck went by, that guy was blowing you kisses, Kelly.
Really?
Yeah, and then he was like, come on, get on the truck. He was like waving.
I was
like,
the wrong way for it.
Oh, you missed it. Yeah, you're totally an object of desire. Look at the, we have dried salted
dried
fish.
Smoked fish. Mm-hmm.
And we have corn. There's like a cornmeal mash. There's beans, brown beans, and wheat, like powdered wheat or like wheat something. Wheat, crushed wheat of some variety. Another bread lady with a wheelbarrow full of bread.
Since everything here is imported, that's why it seems like pretty much everything is the same, or you can, if you can't find it here, you can find it somewhere else. So the variety is pretty limited, but what we do have is in abundance.
When you talk about like imported stuff, I think it's a lot of the stuff that's imported is the non-perishables.
Exactly.
Right. But when we're looking at onions, tomatoes, spicy peppers, green onions, garlic, that's all, a lot of that stuff is in country. But now we're passing by like the macaroni and the spaghetti sellers, and they have them in these big tubs, like what you would how would you describe the tub?
We use those tubs for laundry, but they're maybe like 10 gallon tubs.
Yeah, we use those tubs for doing laundry. They're circular. They're probably like eight inches deep and probably 2 feet.
2 feet wide.
In diameter. And they're just filled with like macaroni and spaghetti and stuff. This is one of my favorite places. This is a meatmonger. Why don't we take a look and I'll let you describe what you see.
I see something that looks like a porcupine here. From the sea, though.
Looks like a huge pufferfish.
No idea what that is.
That thing is humongous.
Yeah, but all the food here is really fresh. I'm assuming killed probably the same day. But
that thing is like 2 feet. That thing is probably like over a foot and a half long, and it is massive.
But it's amazing.
Like with porcupine spines, just like what you would say. And
I don't know how you'd cook it.
I don't know
or
either.
How you even shell it out. But
there's a fish head right there of a
sitting in a pool of blood.
Sitting in a pool of blood. That's good.
Or maybe Kool-Aid.
A lot of these are like these super small. I think these are sardines or like that. And then they string them on like a piece of
like a reed or a really thin branch.
This branch. This lady keeps walking by me and like putting her hand on my butt. That second lady that was begging off me. She just walked that way, the one with the white hair. She keeps putting a hand on my butt. I don't know if she's trying to feel if I have something in my pocket. So you hear everyone honking their horn, and it's not because they're angry at us like you would do in America. They're actually telling us that they're coming to get out of the way. It's more than anything, it's a courtesy. When people don't honk their horn, it can bother me because they have more of a chance to cause an accident if they don't announce their presence, especially if they're going at any sort of like decent speed.
And in Haiti, one of the big differences is that pedestrians do not have the right of way. It's pedestrians who are supposed to go and clear out for the trucks, whereas in America, you stop for pedestrians at the crosswalk. So that's been something to get used to, whereas I'll be walking along the road and probably not so close, but people have pulled me to the side pretty quickly just to make sure I don't get hit. So just a different awareness in surroundings.
Totally. These fish here, so they it looks like they take like a little branch or a palm frond of some variety, and then they string all the fish on them. So we have a packet of like what you would call sardines. We have some other fish here. This looks like a big flatfish, maybe a small halibut. And then that's what looks like this yellow and black fish, maybe like some sort of tropical Garibaldi-ish looking thing.
I don't know what that is.
That's a hey, Mika, that's a lobster. They have the spiny lobster here without the claws. So I know you're the Mainer. Okay. So apparently the Maine lobster is exception to the rule.
Okay.
The Maine lobster is the exception to the rule because it has claws. Most lobsters don't have claws. So the California lobster that we have doesn't have claws, and neither does the one that you catch out here. There's chicken, and that's all frozen chicken there.
And something neat about here is I thought they were cutting the pieces off, and she's starting to get the knife out now, but before she was ripping the bones apart.
It looks like there's only chicken legs in that piece. But how about this? Look at the table behind them, right? So the table behind them is
beef, I think.
Beef, and then there's pork and goat as well. So they're all, each of these tables will represent, that's definitely beef because you can see the, how big the ribs are. But this is an open air like thing. Like this animal was probably slaughtered this morning or today at some point.
Or at least you hope so, because there's no refrigeration, to keep it cold.
And you see that, that over there, that's the skin. That definitely looks like pork right there. Because that's really fat. Bogo, nabgade. Lenu tune. No problem. Attends. So the guy wants us to come over there because we're actually pointing and talking. But hey, check out on the third sector, the fourth section here. That's all intestines. So the girls like to eat the intestines. So that's like a huge pile of a big old long wormy looking thing.
I don't even know
what that looks like. I think we know what intestines look like. But just like little animal stuff. Uh-huh. So these people, so it's just on a wood table. And it's a wood table that they use every time. So and I don't know how, if they disinfect it or whatever. I don't see a lot of flies.
I don't know what you disinfect with. Or bleach. A lot of bleach here.
Bleach. If you want to get a real feel of what that meat area looks like, HaitiCast Season 6, I do a market walk. And you can go ahead and take a little bit of look. I do a nice little close-up and I buy some meat in the market. So sandals, we have a lot of sandals. These are called the like rubber sandals. These are some of the things we bought the prisoners after we had left the prison, and they told us what they needed for the prisoners. We bought some of the items, including soap and sandals, toilet paper, tomato, onion, eggplant, shoe is cabbage. This person's got a handful of razor blades. Well, it's not, they're actually in boxes. Yeah, they're all packaged up. And she's selling medicine that's out there in the street. This dude's got a megaphone. I walked by and he just shouted in my ear and then laughed about it. So I apologize to the listener who's not enjoying this as much as we are. Soap, perfume, pads, maxi pads for girls, toilet paper, crackers, milk candy, tomato paste, more bread, white rice, long grain white rice there. There's brown sugar, so cane sugar. There's sea salt, big old grain sea salt.
My name is Patrick.
Whenever I'm done, whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend. I call on you, my friend. I call on you, my friend.
Listen. HaitiCast is created by Michael Patrick Elliman, audio and media manager Jeffrey Jackson. Spiritual thanks to God, my family, America, and Haiti for making this all possible.
We're kind of past the heart of the market for sure. Look at, here's a peanut seller, and it looks like they still, so the way they do it is they sell the peanuts that are, and there's beans behind the peanuts, but there's a big old bag of peanuts. You probably want to get some of those, huh?
Yeah.
You're a peanut fan for sure. And then there's the white beans and some ropes. But the way they do it is they don't roast the peanuts in the peanut shell. They roast them, they shell them all, and then roast them. So you buy them raw, which I'm pretty sure you can eat raw peanuts. Do you want to walk up this way?
Yeah.
This way's the intense way. So we're going to leave the main road here and go up the dirt road. There's a chicken seller. He's got a bunch. He's holding maybe six chickens.
And chickens
all
here
tied together.
Incredibly cheap. I think they're selling them for $2.50 each.
$250 goose is about $5.
Okay,
each.
So $5.
Which is like how big those eggplants
here's
are.
Here's the lacrosse shirt I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. We've been joking about a lot of the clothes people wear because they totally don't know what they got on for the most part. And so this person's wearing like a puffy puffy paint lacrosse shirt that somebody, for whatever reason, can't believe that they gave it away. They gave it, you know, put it in the donation bin, and it's made its way down to Haiti somehow.
Exactly. There's a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, he's probably never seen lacrosse or knows anything about it whatsoever. But we saw a shirt that was, what was it, Everything I Know I Learned from Dr. Seuss. That was a good one, too. But I'm definitely going to make shirts one time and bring them down to Haiti, like, and just give them out. Shirts that don't make
sense at all.
Bonjour.
No, you'll see some guys. I've seen one.
Uh-oh, I just said hi to somebody who's going to beg off us. And he's right next to you on your left side. See him following you. Oh, look at this papaya. Look how big those papayas are. They're freaking humongous. No, I'm not going to help you, dude. So we're just walking slow. He was chasing us, but I think he gave up. So thank the good Lord. Thank the good Lord. This is just the chaos cast. I don't even think it's Haiti cast right now. Yeah. Well, Mandarin orange, they call them mandarins, but those are the sweet oranges. This part is more produce, because these are the people, we walk up the main road, and we're walking up this little dirt road called into an area called Remas. And this is more produce, because these are a lot of the people who come down from the mountain. Now, we do see some girls' underwear and some diapers and whatnot, but for the most part...
Yeah, it's heavily centered on produce, and near the main road, there's some bread, too.
Yeah, near the main road, there's a lot more items, like import, that you would pretty much say would be more import. But here it's like beans, green onions, potatoes. We do see some Maggi, some chicken bouillon, carrots, a lot of carrots here. Oh my God.
There's a guy walking his goat down the road.
Yeah, guy.
So pretty standard sight to see is goats either walking around or just walking loosely by themselves with a rope tied around their neck. So instead of seeing dogs and cats, which you still see some dogs, it's more of a goat culture as far as seeing them loose go.
That guy's got a turkey. That's a pretty big turkey.
That's huge.
That's a huge turkey. That's probably like 20-plus pound turkey.
That's a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah, that's a Thanksgiving one. This guy, he was walking up behind me, and he's like, "Michael, I got a goat here." And I'm like, "Is your goat to sell?" And he's like, "Yep." Look how big the goat's balls are. They're huge, huh?
That is unexpected.
Yeah. Those are bigger than cow balls. Those are really big. That thing's got...
He's a healthy animal.
Healthy, very healthy. So should I describe him more, or we're okay without that? We're probably okay without that.
Yeah, he's headed back somewhere now, but...
That lady's carrying her bags. Those bags go on the back of a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
They're like saddle bags, and she's carrying them in her hand. So she should probably put them on her back and crawl on all fours if she wants to use them correctly. But
what can you do?
It's a little rude. All right. So let's walk back towards the main road, and then we'll finish our walk.
Sure.
We'll finish our walk up and kind of end it up, but we got to go back through them all.
So as you can tell by how long the Haiti cast is and how many people we've stopped to talk to and stopping at the meat place, that's about it. It takes maybe 5 minutes at most if you wanted to walk through and you didn't know anyone and could just pass through. So pretty quick.
Yeah,
but you can get everything you need done really fast.
We're walking really slow through it all. They are shouting. Here they're a little bit more... I don't know, feral, I would guess, as far as trying to get us to buy stuff. A lot more people are shouting at us to try and buy their stuff, like, buy my carrots. They said on the outskirts of the market, they have a lot less opportunity to sell, because most people...
One by a guy.
Yeah. Most people, they go right to the middle of the market and then start looking instead of checking these people on the outside for whatever reason. This person's selling a root of some variety. It looks delicious. I wish I knew what it was. ketchup is a big thing. Lots of people buy ketchup either in the bottle or in the packet. package.
The ketchup's good here. It's a little bit sweeter, too. Maybe a little more earthy.
Yeah, it is a bit more sweeter. They have... they use it more of the sauce than we do.
Ketchup and mayonnaise together. That's something I've seen all over the spaghetti, which really surprised me, too.
Yeah, this guy's so honking the horn to be like, hey, I'm coming through, so we'll let that guy go through. That chicken wasn't having it. Finally, finally we got a chicken. Look at this big truck trying to come down this little road. Good luck, buddy. Yeah,
he's got maybe 8 inches on either side of him, if that. So he's doing a good job. People know how to drive here.
Yeah, they're doing all right. They really know the edges of their vehicles as far as like inches go. Whereas in our parking places and stuff like that in America, you rarely park where you have to get out the windows.
Yeah.
You know, you always have room to open the door. But here they're all like super, super close. We should probably get a little bit closer to the side here. It's 8 inches. We're a little bit wider than that. All right. So, yeah. I don't know why they're hitting the inside, why they're hitting the sides of the vehicle. But they're spanking it really hard. Yeah. And then the crowd walking behind them, of course, because that thing's blocking everything.
Now that it's cleared it.
Whoa. I'm getting pushed. All right, let's move. This right here is a lottery. So they have these little stations set up with where they run numbers. And they run numbers. That lady like just tried to trip me. I'm not joking at all. I've never had that happen, but she looks like a total crazy lady. Hey, that guy. Yep. I see you there. So, but they have these things, lotteries, and they basically run numbers. And so if they want to, I want a turkey. That turkey's huge too. Let's find out how much a turkey is. Wavanza, come o copo then.
260.
260?
$6.
It's $260 Haitian dollars. So it's probably closer to like 26 American dollars, which is probably the weight of it as well. I bet you we can give her $20 and get a turkey.
Do you want it?
Kind of. I mean, I don't know what I would do with it. Yeah, how would I do, what would I do with it? As you say, I mean, I just want it because I like to buy. Let's talk about this right here.
Sugar
cane. These people have a ton of sugarcane. This is what has made this country rich, or was rich for a while, was the pure sugar that they were able to extract from this place. And then, of course, rum. I'm sure rum helped that out, which is distilled from sugarcane or from sugar.
The sugarcane here is really good. It was maybe a few weeks ago. We went out and I had my first time trying it. It tastes just like a simple syrup that you squeeze out of it, and then you just spit out all the damp, sawdusty part, and that's it. So you'll see people chewing and spitting everywhere you go.
Yeah. They have, it's like a fibrous thing that you kind of chew on the fibers, and then you spit it out. People just spit it on the ground. You can look on the ground right here, and there's like little fibers and everything like that. Walking by the motorcycle station right here, where all the motorcycles hang out. If you need a ride, you go there. But it's very difficult to grab a motorcycle if you're not prepared, if you don't know the people there, because you'll go up and be like, I need a motorcycle, and then they'll all battle each other for the one fare. Mm-hmm. And they'll all be like pulling up and like trying to like make you get on their motorcycle and be like, that guy's no good, and they'll all like yell at each other, and then you'll get on one motorcycle, and then some other motorcycle will come up next to you and like shout at you while you're driving and stuff like that. It can get pretty intense. So usually it's good if you know someone, you go directly to them, and also you don't know what you're going to get when it comes to the motorcycle.
Hmm.
Anyways, so I'm gonna stop right here for a second. Yeah, I'm gonna stop right here for a second because this is kind of a little cool spot. This is where they're all breaking rocks to sell to the road people. So they're building the road, and a lot of these big piles of rocks, they break up so that they can pulverize the rocks into smaller ones so that you can, if you look at the road right here, how these little rocks in the road, that's where they would break them down to the next level. Do that. So there's how many piles? There's probably a good 20 piles of rocks. Mm-hmm. Big piles. Like you're talking, 6 to 8 feet in diameter and maybe like 4 or 5 feet tall. All of them.
Really labor intensive job.
Very labor, but also something that if you don't have an education, a lot of these people, when we have a full moon, you'll hear them working all night because they don't have to be under the hot sun. They put up canopies and whatnot, but still, it's not.
They're pretty, yeah. The canopies are, a lot of them are torn down or just don't provide any kind of cooling air. It's nice being on the water, but that's about the only respite you get.
It's true, a little bit of wind there. Also, in front of the rock people, we have the charcoal sellers. Mm-hmm. And charcoal is kind of a bad thing for Haiti because people are cutting, they're clear cutting a lot of the mountains and a lot of their lands to make a little bit of charcoal and then turn around and sell it. But it's a one-time... Nice. See, people know you. They didn't call you Michael.
I know, I have a little kids here. It's cute.
So they're doing a lot of the crazy stuff with the charcoal with clear cutting, and that's causing when it rains for landslides to happen and a lot of soil erosion, which is not exactly the best for the country.
Especially the people downstream of the landslides.
Which when we had like big storms and stuff, we're downstream. We're in Petite Rivière, mm-hmm. so we have the two rivers, so we get the tributaries. And a lot of that stuff washes right out into the ocean. And so the fish are probably pretty happy, but...
The humans, not so much.
Humans kind of get it rough. It makes it a little bit harder to plant your crops and whatnot. Also, you'll see a lot of people park their donkeys here on the very outskirts of the market. Well, it seems that we've come to an end. We got to the final bridge.
Yes.
And then that sign right there says DP, so that means the end of the heart of Petite Rivière as we know it. So let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Hey, thanks again for listening.
Yeah, my name is Michael Patrick Harriman here with...
Kelly Doherty.
Rock and roll.
Have a great day.
Jésus sauvé, Jésus sauvé. Les moins de sang secours, Jésus sauvé, Jésus sauvé, Jésus sauvé. Les moins de sang secours, Jésus sauvé. Monde qui n'a péché cherché, Jésus voulait sauver où? Pour le porter avec amour. Tout fado qui toi l'eau, à ou non tempête, la cacher ou toujours, fortifié ou non disait la sauver, Jésus sauvé, Jésus sauvé, les moins de sang secours, Jésus sauvé, Jésus sauvé. Jésus sauvé, les moins de sang secours, Jésus sauvé.